Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and I'm so excited to be back live with you. Oh my gosh, this has been a whirlwind of things that have been going on. I'm not even sure when the last time I was live, but I'm here live with you now, and I'm so excited that you are here too. And guess who else is here? Tracy Mann.
Yay! I love it here. This is my home away from home.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think we might just make her a fixture now. Make
So. Yeah, just
the
hang me
home.
on your wall. I ain't going anywhere. I'm collecting dust. So.
And Tracy got to be part of this whole when we were gone, she was there with me. And so that was a new experience.
Wait, I'm not sure I like the face she made when she said that. Let's talk
Well,
about that, Julia.
I wanted to. I mean, no, it was really fun because, but it was interesting to see it from your perspective, because, that's different. And
I do have to say that when I went on this trip, I asked a friend of mine that does astrology. I said, "What does my astrology say about this trip or like this coming time frame?" She said, "I'm going to advise you to just be the observer."
okay. And what did you observe?
Let's talk about that.
But yeah, you were saying, I mean, it's interesting to have, I mean, anytime somebody new is with us and everything, it's like, because it's a whole routine that we do. And I kind of jokingly, it's not really jokingly, but I'll refer to when we go on these classes and do these, that each one is like a little mini marathon. And so, would you agree with that? You
I'm
kind of have to
still
pace
catching my
yourself.
breath.
Yeah, exactly. You have to pace yourself. You have to, it's not just, yay, we're going off on a wonderful, because they're wonderful trips. They absolutely are. They're
Wonderful,
fantastic,
wonderful.
but they take a lot of
But
energy.
there is a new form of, and hey, my dogs are going to bark right now because apparently somebody came into the house, and so I apologize for that.
Well, we welcome whoever just came in.
Welcome. Yeah, I'm going to welcome them too. Yeah, later. No.
Yeah,
Keep
absolutely.
running when I say radio show at 5. No.
Right, exactly. So we want to talk about what were these just the trips that we just took. We were at Mount Shasta, California, and oh my gosh, the things that went on there. That we had a level two class, we had a reunion, and we had our Mount Shasta extravaganza. And then after that, we went right to Atlanta, where we did a level one class, and then had our excursion on Stone Mountain. Both really amazing places. But let's talk about Mount Shasta first, because what's really cool is on the excursion days when we went off on these mountains. Both of them were mountains. I'd never put that together before. Went from one mountain to another, even though they say Mount Shasta and Stone
I
Mountain.
observed that they were both mountains.
I realize that, I mean, here someplace, but this is how my brain works. It's very, very compartmentalized. And
That's
so
great.
things don't do that until later. It's like, oh, that's interesting. That one's
Oh.
Mount Shasta Mountain and Stone Mountain.
Mountain. Yes. There we are.
Exactly.
The choirs of angels needed to come in
It,
on
it,
that.
it. Anyway, okay, so Mount Shasta. First of all, oh, what all was happening when we were there? As far as I don't remember if there was a oh, there was like I don't remember if it was a full moon. It could have been, but
Yes,
I
over the
don't remember.
14th there was, yeah. When we got there, I think it was fading out as we started the class, but as we got there to set everything up, yes, there was a full moon on the
Okay.
14th of no, I think it was 13th, 14th, something like that of September. And
Okay.
that's when we were coming in. So yeah.
Okay. And then we had, okay, and then something that was told to us later, because the energies in the class were just off the charts, completely
I'm
off the
acting out
charts.
while you're saying it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So
Was big.
we had the place that we were at, the location that had just wild energy, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. And then the class, the people that were there. I mean, you put this many high vibration people together in a place like that, and it's explosions.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy things happen, and crazy things were happening energetically, not like we were having.
Oh no, they were crazy all across the
No,
board, but
that's true.
I don't know if we're talking about all of the things going on.
Right. I think people just need to, if you're feeling some odd things when you go to places as far as like energy and stuff, we're shifting. Everything is shifting, and just go with it. And some stuff happened during this class that a bunch of we were all getting, because the energies and everything, it was really making us it's like it was breaking down barriers and doing and really getting you to your core of your of some emotional issues and stuff. We're like, oh great, it's that stuff again.
Let's just say it was a good thing we bought the tissue at Costco.
Yes, a lot of
Right.
tears, but it was really helping people to deal with their emotional stuff,
Yeah.
and maybe that's what that was about. I don't know. But then after we had those experiences, and someone came in and said something about, was okay, correct me if I'm wrong, it was the Schumann resonance. Okay. Apparently that's the vibration, the megahertz or the kilohertz or the whatever hertz that the earth vibrates at. Am I?
Yeah, it's like the energy field of the earth or something that radiates off of the earth, and they measure it. And I think it's like 7.82 as a normal. I
Right.
could have the number wrong. Please don't be like everyone
Yeah,
correcting me.
I think it's
But
somewhere.
it gives you the idea. You can go look it up, but
Right,
that
but
is not where we were at
that is
during the
not
week.
where we were at. We were told that the day that all of that stuff was just going absolutely again. I mean, I think the day before it was ranging from 66 to 100. And remember, Tracy said like the normal is, we'll say 7,
7.82
8, somewhere in there. I
or
mean,
something like that. Yeah.
told you this again, off the charts. They've never seen things like this before, or things that I was reading. It's like, this is really unprecedented. So, we were having these effects, but also we had huge numbers of like-minded people and really high vibrational people in a really cool high vibrational place.
Yeah.
Just leave it at that.
We may or may not have had some contribution to that. But yeah, that was incredible to find that out as well.
It was, but to go through it, I mean, it was quite a while. We left from there to Atlanta, and I don't even remember. I mean, I guess I flew on a plane. I'm
Oh
not
my God.
sure. But that's kind of how it is. It's like this vibration. It's like this high. It's like this. You're in a completely different place, and it took a while to kind of transition out of that.
Are we going to talk about the mountain?
Yes, let's do that now. Okay. I just wanted to kind of keep that all encapsulated there. Okay. So we had our excursion day. We went up onto Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta. All of a sudden, that did not sound right. Mount Shasta.
What were you going to call
No, that sounds like a beer.
Oh.
I'm like, did I just say a beer name? But no, that was the right name,
No,
Mount
you
Shasta.
didn't say Coors Light, so we're good. Yeah.
No, yeah. So anyway, okay. So we go out there, and we have first we had Charmian Redwood took us out, and we did all these. We were on trails, and so she took us out and did some channeling of the beings.
Wow, total shout out to her. She is amazing.
My gosh, yeah. We were giving. We did this whole ceremony, a water ceremony, where we were thanking the earth and giving all of our loving vibrations to the earth, and then we went on further. And this is the part that we're going to talk about here, is where some of us got separated.
Yeah.
But the anyway, but she also was channeling beings from inside the earth that are living in the inner earth, and so that was really cool to get messages from them. And then that was a lot of things that was happening there. We also had something like that the next day, where we took a journey into the inner earth and had experiences. I can't tell you about mine because I don't remember what happened. I went
Very,
out.
very interesting. I don't
I
know if you're hearing the interference with the sound, but as we're talking about the inner earth, it started making almost like a purring noise. I'm just like, interesting.
interesting. Okay, so let's anyway, so that's overview of what we did. Now, when we went off on these trails, like I said, first we did this water blessing and we were singing and it was really so cool. And then we went off on our paths. Okay, we were going off to go to do the channeling and just go in another place. And for various reasons, groups got separated. We were all one group when we left, but then all of a sudden, we all went in different directions and didn't realize what we were doing. I mean, we thought we were all on the same path, but then it was all separated.
Very much, yeah.
Yeah, and so when I'm sitting there with Charmian and we're in our group and she's doing her channeling and I'm hearing people walking because I think you had texted me about that time. It's like, where do I go? Which direction? I'm like, we're in the middle of this. I don't know. I'm just like, go right.
Was. Go to the path on the right. Well, we're standing there and there's like two or three paths to the right. So the first one we take actually hairpins around and then goes to the left, and we followed that and we're like, nope, this isn't it. Had to come back. Okay, which one do you think it is? Go on another one. And I'll just talk about that a little bit. So we were walking on that one, and there's just two of us, and we're walking, and we get to this crossroads, and you can go up or you can go down, and there's actually a little sign that was sitting there that said Lower Panther Meadow. And about that time, Frank sends me a text because I'm texting multiple people going, how do we find you? How do we find you? And I get this text right as we're standing by this little sign that says Lower Panther Meadow. He says, we're in the lower trail, or we took the lower path, or something to that effect, something to the
Right.
lower path. And so I was like, great, we're standing right here. What perfect timing to get that message. And off we go to the Lower Panther Trail. Go ahead.
And the whole time I'm like, we're in this meditation and everything, and I'm expecting, I'm like, okay, you're gonna walk up any minute because I know I'm certain I hear Tracy, like she's just behind me, they're circling around, they're coming around. But went on, and she never shows up.
Yeah, so you heard my voice, right? I'm having the same experience. Oh, and one of the things I might mention is right after we took that path, and it was Val and I, we're walking down. I lost any phone reception, so I was no longer getting any messages from these guys that you were sending them. And but yet I didn't get them until I got out of whatever little vortex we were in, because we took that lower path. I can hear Julia's voice. Julia swears to God she wasn't talking at all. I can hear her, and I kept saying, I hear her. I can hear her. And I'm looking around. And Julia's saying she can hear me. So we're having these, but we don't know this until later when we meet up afterwards. And we're saying, you're saying, well, I could hear you talking. I'm like, weird. I could hear you talking. So, yeah,
Right,
we had that experience.
and it was so funny because just as we were finishing the meditation, a group of people did walk in that hadn't been there. It's like, well, I guess this wasn't for them, but you weren't in that group. I mean, and then we just left from there and walked on, and the path goes right to the parking lot, and we're out. And the thing was, is it intersected with another path that sounds like the path that actually I think you were right behind us by the description that you
I'm
gave.
sure,
You
yeah.
had been behind us, but you weren't there then. Unless you were just in another dimension.
And that's kind of the conclusion that we came to, because we were walking down this path. We were the only ones on the path. Nobody else was on it. And just so you guys know, this is a level three wonderful practitioner that I had accompanying me, Valerie Camozzi, and we are totally lost, but not lost. I mean, we knew where we were, but we can't find you guys. So we are walking down this path, and we're listening with our ultrasonic ears, and we cannot figure out where anybody is. And finally, we both just said, "Ah, screw it. Let's just enjoy where we're at. We're not going to catch them in time for anything anyways." And so we just start enjoying what we're doing and walking the path, and we get down to the end where we can see the lower parking lot, and we're like, you know what, I don't want to go through the parking lot. Let's just hike back up the way we came down. On the way up, we're running into everybody. It's like all of a sudden here's all these people, and it's like, what the heck? And then my phone starts going off, ding, 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 ding. All the text messages start coming in. Same area of the path where I wasn't getting them before. So
Yeah.
yeah, I'm pretty convinced we were in some little weird vortex in there.
Well, and
So.
plus, I mean, the pictures that came out of there too. I mean, there were some interesting things. I mean, I agree. You know, we had some people were getting really cool energy pictures. I mean, actually, you can see the energy moving in them. And then you had that, what was it, bubbling something, bubbling?
Oh yeah, there was the bubbling little creek thing. It had, yeah, that's actually sectioned off in one of the paths
Okay.
to be something that you stand there and look at it going, that's weird. But
It's actually something. Okay.
yeah, that is actually something.
And then and just a few days before that, we had been at one of the local crystal shops, and the person in there was showing me some pictures that she has from someone that took pictures right in that area that we were in, where some Aboriginal, maybe not Aboriginal, but shamanic Peruvians, anyway, people from Peru who are into nature. How about that? Okay. Anyway, and they were there. This guy saw them talking to, being very animated, and act like they were talking to someone or whatever. And so he took a picture. When he got back home and got on his computer, he's like, "Oh my gosh," you know. And he sent it back to the crystal shop owner and said, "Look what I got." And there's little beings in that picture. I mean, they're kind of fuzzy and stuff. You know how that tends to do that, you know, when you have, but you can, you know, when it's different energy or different frequencies or whatever. So. But you can tell that these people are looking right at them. I mean, it's
Yeah.
right there. I mean, it's so cool. So anyway, that had just we just seen that. So now there's something going on there. Anyway, and we experienced it. So,
Exactly.
but the really
And
cool thing there that we were wanting to make, because it drives another point as we're going to the next mountain, is these paths and how. It was really, I think that was the beginning of it, was showing us how these different paths are different things that we do in life. And we have choices. Like here you said, we came to this thing, we could go left, we could go right. It was choices, you know, and
There's
each one
choices.
had a different experience. And that's what they told me a long time ago. I was just walking out a door and I was like, "Well, which way should I go? Left or right?" And they said, "Yep, that's exactly how it works." I'm like, "That's how what works?" And I said, "That's all it is. You make a choice, left or
Make a
right,
choice.
and it's all a different experience based on which way you go. And that's what it's all about." I'm like, "Well, that's so simple." And they're like, "That's how it is." So we all
Yeah.
had different experiences.
Based on the choice that we made.
Exactly. Yeah. And so,
And you know, we had a choice to be frustrated or to enjoy our moment. And you know, we made the choice to be like, well, we just weren't supposed to be there part of that. Let's just enjoy this. And we did. And you know, there was a little creek next to us, and you could hear the birds and the trees, and you know, we just kind of just started being there with nature and with the mountain, and then it was fun though when we turned around. Then all of a sudden, now all these people are there, and it's like that's what made me realize,
Yeah.
oh yeah, where have the people been? We were
Yeah.
the only ones, and so it was kind of a wild experience, but one
And
that we enjoyed.
yeah, absolutely. And I think that is really good to understand, because they say, you know, we're saying also, we move in and out of these dimensions all the time. So here's something that's like right in our face. This happened, you
Yeah.
know, and it makes you look at it. It's like, yes, this is very distinct. You can see it was actually happening here. I mean, because most of the time you're moving out and you don't really have anything to adjust your view to, you know, as far as here we had people, you know, in different places and you just couldn't get to us, you know. So it's like, what was that about? You know, it's like you were right there.
Yeah.
Basically, it was everything that you described. And I saw the trail of the picture that you took. That's right where we were.
Right.
Right. So it's like,
Yeah, I forgot I did that. I did. I took a picture and sent it to you, didn't I? I'm like, we're right here. Like you would be able to tell. Okay, yeah, that's looks like the rest of the path, Tracy. But yeah.
Yeah, but there was this very distinct where we were when you walked through there, get back on the main path, it was very distinct, and that was what you had, and that's right. In order to walk through there, you had to have been, but we were sitting there for a very long time. You had to have been behind us as soon as we left. That's
I
what was
couldn't
crazy.
tell you. I mean, you were very much cloaked from us. We were not going to find you, and it became very clear that that was not going to happen.
Oh, maybe. Remember, she was channeling beings from the inner earth.
We're about to have an aha moment. Let's do that
That's
live.
the first one, because you said cloaked. It never occurred to me, but maybe that's what happened.
We might have walked right by you.
You may have, or right through us. That was a chills I got.
I hear her funk.
Why do I not? Why don't I see her anywhere?
Can hear her voice. It's like I'm standing right on top of her. Very much could have been. We don't. Something happened on the mountain. We are not very clear yet what it was, but something happened.
We're not. But this is what's cool, and this is what's, be open to different things, and maybe not always having an answer, but exploring. And they're telling me right now, and you're going to start seeing much more of this. So, okay, so maybe that's why we're talking about this, and hear that sound is coming in there again.
It is. Yeah, it gets kind of like a purring sound, doesn't it? Oh, it's like brr, it rattles that sound a little bit.
Funny.
I don't dare touch my microphone or everybody will hold their ears because it's been so wonky and I had it just perfect. So I hope it's not me, but I also think it's the energy that we're talking
I
about.
agree. I agree because I'm back there where I mean we're back there.
Oh,
So
yeah.
bring it all in. And we were talking about cloaking and then it started doing that. So I maybe it's
Yeah.
another thing to us going, yeah.
Yeah, I just realized that, some of the pictures that you were talking about, some of the pictures I took were hearts. We kept seeing hearts on our path. Yeah. Yeah, those were pretty cool. So yeah, lots of love on the path. We just weren't finding you.
No. We were supposed to be in different areas, or in different dimensions.
Yeah.
Their areas or dimensions.
Well, and Charmian did say that when Valerie had talked to her, she said, "Oh yeah, that was supposed to happen to create the balance."
There you go.
So, I would love to know more about that, but I wasn't there for that conversation to ask a lot more questions. And I'm sure Valerie has the answers. I'll just bug her later about it.
There you go.
So, what else? What kind of balance?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so we had all of that, and then I know you were having interesting experiences happening in the place that you were staying at. I think it would be, and so that was just like, it was just like another added on piece to everything that was
Yeah.
on,
Do we share about that? Is that, are we
I
good to
don't know how
share?
much we want to share. Just some, I'll just say, really interesting experiences. We don't know if they were otherworldly or not. We don't know what was going on. But that combined with everything else that was going on, it's like anything's possible. So, but it was just, those were the kinds of things that were happening there. That's a very, I've been to Mount Shasta a couple of times before, but I never spent. And extended, I was only there like one day or something, and so it wasn't a lot of time.
Yeah.
This was really good to really get to know it. And Mount Shasta is just a gorgeous
It's
town.
such a cute town. Yeah.
Gosh, and the people are
So
so
friendly.
wonderful. Yeah, and a shout out to Soul Connections Crystal Shop. Oh my gosh, that's a fantastic place.
Yeah.
Just gorgeous.
Yeah. We're going to have to go back just to get you a pendulum because I wasn't going to give you mine. But,
Wonderful pendulum you got.
over the course of the next week, I was having Julia use the pendulum I got there, and it's upstairs, so I can't even show it off. And it's just an amazing tool, and it just really loved you, but it loved me too. I was like, we're just gonna have to go back and get you one. So
Yeah,
we'll make
absolutely.
that happen.
Can do that if I have to. I can go back.
I know, right?
I think now it's probably because it snowed on the mountain the day after we got there, and then it's probably been getting colder since. I don't know what it's like there, but it got colder here.
It's
And
really cold here in Oregon, so yeah, it's weird. It was like somebody hit a switch and now you got to put on a jacket. So,
that's what happened here.
yeah.
And I wanted some kind of a season. I
Right.
haven't had it. Okay. So anyway, so Mount Shasta. Oh, and our things, we had the ecstatic dance. That's the first time we've done the ecstatic dance. That was part of our, we did that as part of a reunion. And oh my gosh, what did you think of that?
I'm kind of a reserved person, so to get out there, and I know that seems weird, but when it comes to dancing, I'm a little bit more reserved. And it was just so fun to watch everybody just get so free and move. And it just gives everyone permission to be a little bit more free. And I think it just wakes up the body. It
Yeah.
just wakes you up energetically in such a magical way. And to do that on Friday night, right before we go to the mountain, everybody's just waking up the body and moving around and enjoying themselves. And, in these, I don't know if you guys have ever been to one of the classes, if you're practitioners, whatever, there's a lot of hugging that goes on, a lot of everybody getting to know each other. And after spending a week with the level two people and then having all of the other practitioners that were coming in for the reunion, there was just a lot of hugging and love going on in the room, and the energy in that room was just phenomenal. So you just walk in and you just feel it. And so yeah, you just kind of get into it with everyone else. And I don't know that you really couldn't dance when you're in there.
Well, that's how I feel about any music, but if it's good music, but they, and just to explain what ecstatic dancing was, because I didn't know what it was. It almost sounds like something you do with drugs. There were no drugs involved. It was, that's what's so cool about it, is it's just music and being free. So it's like a space where you can just express yourself through dance, and
Yeah.
whatever you want to do goes. And the body, like you said, the body just moves. I mean, they play this. I think their music is selected by specific the megahertz or something, again, or the beats or and stuff like that. It's supposed to be things that work with the body, and that probably is right because the body just does it. And they got into some really cool, it's like tribal music, and my body was just. And I love to dance, but this I was doing moves I have never seen myself do. So it was like that. It was just like it just really gets into it. It's
Yeah.
down to this core energy level or something, and it's working stuff out. I don't know what it's doing, but it was, I was having fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And there is a video floating around out there on social media, probably on YouTube, maybe. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So if you want to know more about that, yeah, there is a video that was put out from their ecstatic dance night. So yeah.
Right, so on YouTube, also on our Facebook page, that might be the best place to find it because we had all the days coming out as we were doing things.
Lots of videos of the journey and for the last 3 weeks, so it's a
Yeah,
good
so that's
place to go.
QHHT Official Facebook. You can see all kinds of our wonderful videos. Anyway, okay, so yeah, and then we, oh, and we also had a sound healing out there on the mountain. Mountain.
Shout out to
Yeah,
Aurora.
absolutely. So
Woo!
that was the first time experiencing her, and what she does, and oh my gosh, angel voice, first of all, and then she plays all these different instruments, and she has the crystal singing bowls, and then she, I think she had Tibetan bowls, she had a flute, she had
Drumming,
drums, she had
all of it.
everything, and oh my goodness. I mean, this is just cool. All these things, any one of these things would have been fantastic. It was all
And we had
together.
them all.
Absolutely. Got them all. I mean, you were going to get raised. So,
Yeah.
I mean, there was no way that the vibrations wouldn't raise. So, but
Yeah.
so, when we were so impressed with Aurora that we had her, we added her to our program then in Atlanta. So, she's just fantastic.
And you're taking her beyond Atlanta, right?
Right, she'll be in France and Egypt as well. That's, I mean, can you imagine that
Yeah.
kind of stuff? And first, we'll be in the Mary Magdalene area, territory in France and around Cannes, and then that lower, the south of France area. And then and in Egypt, it'll be somewhere around the pyramids.
I'm gonna transport myself there. Yeah.
Well,
I'll
you
just
can do it now.
yeah.
You did it there, or you were doing something.
Can I just
So,
walk into the vortex that brings me into the sound healing of Egypt and France, please? Yes. And the intention has been set. Bing. Oh, Speaking of being, we will have to tell our elevator story.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, this is Atlanta. All right. So we're I think we're done. Okay, so now
We're jumping.
we get to Atlanta and then we're doing that class. And this is at the end actually. After we've had, because we got to ship boxes back and we got to do things back, and we're like, we got to find tape. We got to do these things. And the front desk doesn't have any tape. I'm like, well, where are we going to get tape? And they were referring us to the banquets. I'm thinking, banquets wouldn't have tape. That doesn't make any sense. So, and we're walking into the elevator. We're getting ready to go to dinner, but we're trying to solve this conundrum we've got here.
Yes,
And
quite the conundrum. And Julia had the conundrum face going, why would banquet have tape?
was it. That was exactly how I said it. Why would
Was
they
just shaking her
have?
head like, why would they have tape? And at that time, the doors are closing. Yep.
Exactly. And we go
And
up one floor on the
one
second
floor,
floor.
bing, doors open. Woman steps on with badge on, name tag on. And
Yeah, she's
Julia says,
at the hotel, and I'm like, would you know where we could get some tape?
and she says, why, that would be me. I can get you that tape. Doors open, bing.
Yeah, she gets off.
She gets off and we tell her what room to go to. 5 minutes later, we have tape.
Yeah,
It
more than
was,
enough, an abundance of tape to.
yeah, more than enough tape. We could have really wrapped those boxes up well. But yeah, just phenomenal the way everything was happening there. The staff there, shout out to the Hilton Garden Inn at Buckhead. They nailed it. They were
Absolutely.
so good to us. I never had such good experience at a hotel. I felt like family when we left.
Yeah.
It was good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think calling you their sister Tracy.
And they don't mean this way either, trust me.
No, they were
No.
all very close. They loved you.
That's too funny. Yeah, they got to know me well. Can you guys help me? Can you guys help me?
Yeah. No, but that's who you need. I mean, and they were
Yeah.
great. You know,
Oh,
they.
they were phenomenal.
Yeah. But then we had another example. I think it was the next to the last day, or may have been the last day. Oh, yeah. I mean, before we left, I mean, we were going to breakfast. Maybe it was anyway. And I mean, these seem like little. I mean, the tape was like, we're going, are you kidding me? Because that
Yeah,
was getting. I mean, this is manifestation. We needed it. It was presented.
it was something out of a movie. It was crazy. Yeah.
And then the next day, we're going to breakfast, and we decide we're going to this place we were just at the night before. We're going to in the area, but now there's construction barricading the sidewalk that we had walked, and we're like, oh my gosh, I wonder where we can walk. Can we go around it? Because they had these cones and everything. And we're like, well, do we go around? Can we go through? I mean, where are we going to walk? We have to walk across the street and go around. And it's like, and just at that, we're like, I wonder if we can go here. And just when we did that, somebody walks from the other direction and walks through there. Well, see, that shows us where to
Now,
go.
yeah, we
So,
knew,
again.
and they did. They sectioned it off enough to where you have a walking path, and
Yeah, but from where we were, couldn't tell that. And we might have gone all the way around just because
yeah,
we didn't know. And but there
which
again,
is about taking the hard way, and the easy.
we'll get to that. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We had to, but see, we asked for a system. I mean, we didn't even ask. We just said, I wonder.
Yep.
And then there we were shown the path. So anyway,
Yeah. That's a good segue into Stone Mountain.
it is absolutely. But I just want to emphasize here that these may seem like silly, simple things. Like, well, what does that mean? But that's what they're always saying is be aware. Be aware. We're showing you constantly, constantly, constantly. They're communicating and they're showing us how they help us. So that was just another thing. So that's what I really want to drive that home. Okay, so now, Stone Mountain. We were having ceremonies up there with Trisha McCannon, and so all of that's done. That was really cool. We had we were getting our spirit animals, finding
Oh my gosh, yeah.
like that,
She did a little blessing over each of us, and yeah, it was a beautiful ceremony.
yeah, absolutely. So that was all fun, and then But we were up there after, if you get a cable car up there, but we knew we were going to be up there for and do things by sunset, right? Or and have this beautiful sunset experience, which it
Which it
was.
was.
Oh my
Off
gosh.
the chart. Yes.
Completely
Off the chart.
enhanced.
Wouldn't trade it for the world. Do it again.
Absolutely. And the pictures that we took, it really looks like we're on another planet or something. I mean, this thing metamorphed or something. It did something crazy there. So again, I don't know
Yep.
what's going on, but anyway, but okay, so we're there at sunset. Well, the cable car stopped like a couple of hours earlier. And so that means we're going to go down the mountain, after, we're going to walk down the mountain. We're not going to take a ride. And because we stayed there, the sunset, that means it's getting dark and darker and darker as we go down. And we were told it's really a very easy walk down. I'm like, okay.
I wasn't told that.
I heard several people say that, oh, it's very
Yeah.
easy. Okay.
Julia kept reassuring me, oh, it's an easy walk. Okay.
And we also, and then it was so funny because they had like a white stripe painted on the mountain, like a straight one. Then they had yellow dashed ones, like going around. And someone had just come to me, and I guess it was a husband of one of the people in the class with the group. And he said he had scoped them out, and he said it appears that the yellow hash one is a little bit easier than the white one and stuff. So it's like, okay, I'm going by what he says. And you had heard that the white one was easier. So anyway, there begins our thing right there. So anyway, we start going off, and we're just trying to find, you're just trying to find the easiest way off of here. And at the beginning, it doesn't look too bad. It's sloped. You've got that to deal with. But then it turned horribly.
Horribly wrong. I went out. So you guys were off doing your power animal thing. I stayed behind to watch bags and make sure everybody's possessions were watched over. And here comes this really nice gentleman up the path. And I walked over to him. I said, "You look like you know your way around here, right?" And he says, "Yeah." I said, "That big group over there has to get down this mountain tonight. What's the best way to go?" And he goes, "Oh, follow that white line down to the gravel road. Take a left and just stay on that gravel road. And it'll take you to the parking lot." Okay, perfect. So that now we're caught up. Julia gets yellow dash lines. I get stay on the white line. We're
And the
okay.
gravel road.
And the gravel road. Yeah.
Yeah.
The gravel road was put there for emergency vehicles to get up. Stay on that. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going down yellow dashes first. And I think it came around to the white line. So eventually we got to the white line because that was a lot of the way was white, but I don't know. Anyway, so we're going down, and then all of a sudden this thing turns into, it's steep. It is steep.
They put railing on that mountain so you can hang on to
Yeah,
it while you're
one
going
section had railings. It was like, oh great, we get handrails. And then I saw why we get handrails.
down. No, it
It's
was steep. People were sliding. It was crazy.
Yeah, we were having to inch our way down. But then, okay. But as we're doing that, there are other people jogging down and running back up, not from our group, but from other people that were used
Yeah,
to it.
local
So,
people that are used to it. But yeah,
yeah. So,
if you're not sure-footed like that, it is not a friendly trail. Yeah.
we're doing that, and then it goes into something that's
And it's getting
like
darker. We're going to
a.
keep that going too. It's getting darker. We're still got a little bit of light at this point, but it is getting darker.
Right. And then it goes into something that appears like, I mean, it starts being like a riverbed. I mean, you could see that water has gone through this, and if it flooded, if you had a big rain, it would just flood and gully wash, and it would be waterfalls through there and stuff. And it's like, this isn't a path, and stuff. But then it was like, well, not, but you, people were going running up and down it, so it's like, okay, well, maybe that's it. And you were saying something that we're supposed to follow this one, and.
Yeah, the gravel road. Well, we did get on the gravel road
Well, we
first.
finally crossed the path, gravel road. We finally came to it because I didn't know
Yeah.
there was a gravel road. So that's where, and then you're like, I find out later that Tracy had all this information. She did not relay this to me. Okay, so in my defense, all right, so we do come upon this gravel road. And it's like, oh, wonderful. And it was so much easier to walk on and everything. But then it didn't, it after a little bit, it was gone. And we're going on this other part. I'm like, What
Okay.
happened to the gravel road?
Time out.
Do the
Okay.
U-turn here.
So,
Because
yeah,
this
we
is
hit
how
the gravel road. We're like,
this is
yes, gravel
crazy.
road. This is easy. We're walking the gravel road, and all of a sudden it looped around to reconnect with that path. So it did go down further, but here's all these people coming down the path that we are now no longer on, right? And they're going down, and we're like, okay. Well, there was a bush or tree there. I will give you that, because we were kind of standing at an angle where I could understand you not seeing the gravel road continued. And Julia's with another practitioner going, well, where did our gravel road go? And she was so disappointed. And they turn and they start going down this steep thing again, this crazy trail. And I'm standing there going, you guys, the gravel road's right here. But they had already left. They had already started their journey down. And I'm sitting there going, but the gravel road is still here. And off they go. And I'm hearing very clear in my head, stay with Julia. I was like, okay. So off I go.
Just wish
I
you would
could
have been
have talked to
louder.
him. And it was so funny, because at the end you're like, well, the gravel road ended. I'm like, no, we just had to go around that little tree. It was
Yeah,
fine.
she tells me all this later when I'm laying on the floor in the hotel, just completely exhausted, going, I mean, because halfway down the rest of this trail, I mean, it's actually like waterfall. I mean, the rocks and stuff are just, I mean, this is not a path. And I'm just like, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous that they expect people to walk down this thing. Okay, this really is coming to a point. I mean, there is a point I'm wanting to make here, but just understand, I mean, it's like, it was so hard, and it was like, we're gonna have stories to tell afterwards, about how we did this. We got down and we did it.
Darker to
And
the
it is
point where
getting
it's
darker.
just
Yes.
dark at this
Yeah,
point.
and we're using cell phones for light. And I think somebody did have a flashlight, which thank gosh. Oh my gosh, that was a lifesaver to do that. But it was everything. It was so hard to get down this thing. I mean, and we're like, okay, we finally get down.
Had to be calculated. It wasn't like you could just walk. You had to look, put your foot down, look, put your foot down. So it took a long time.
A long
It
time.
was a journey.
Because they kept telling us, oh, it's going to be like maybe 40-minute walk, something like that. I think it was an hour and a half it took us. It was a long time. Okay, so then we get down there. Like I said, then later that night, we're waiting for, we got some takeout, or we ordered in and everything. We're just waiting for that. And I am completely exhausted. I'm laying on the floor. And then Tracy, then we're talking about this. We're recounting the, rehashing the trip and everything. It's like, gosh, I went, where did that road go? And she's like, well, it was always there. I'm like, what? And this is when she's telling me this now. And I'm like, why didn't you say something?
Like I already told her on the mountain, it's right here. Where are you going? We're
Never
supposed to stay on
heard
the
of it.
ground.
Okay. Right. So the point I'm trying to make here is, see, there were choices again. There was a smooth path that was nice and easy. Anybody could go down. And then there was this really rugged, hard path that for some reason, everybody was going down. And so it was like, you can go, and maybe some would see that as a road less traveled, but everybody was on it. So, but anyway, but it was just that there was an easier way, and there was somebody trying to tell me, but I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
So that's like huge. I mean, because this is, again, we're always guided, we're always being told which way to go, because they have the better vantage point. They can see the whole thing from above, and they can say, oh, okay, this is a better way for you to go. This is where these things can happen, whatever, and okay, you can go this way. It'll be harder. It'll be rocky. It'll be, you're going to have an experience
Yeah,
probably.
but you'll still make it to the parking lot.
Exactly. Both, they all get there. They all get
Yep.
to your desired destination. But which experience do you want to have? I really wanted the nice, smooth path experience.
Yeah.
But, but there again, see, now I'm going to keep looking, because we had it. We were shown there is one. But then, like I said, I don't even know what happened. You were at a different place, but you saw exactly what happened. I just know all of a sudden I'm on this rocky
Oh,
thing.
and again, it was kind of like that. It was almost like what we're talking about with Mount Shasta, where I could hear your voice, you could hear mine, we couldn't see each other. Well, this time we could see each other, but not hear each other. And so we were getting both that. both of those things happening. You know, it's like I'm standing right there going, but you guys, it's right here. And you guys just took off on me. I was just like, why are they going down that way? And Chris
I
was
could
even
be
going, I think that gravel path is over here and takes off in that direction. You both were like, wait. I'm like, it's, and at this point, I'm like, just stay with Julia.
No, yell louder.
Yeah,
Get
it
my
was.
attention. Hit me on the head. Pull me.
Well, and you know, your confidence that, you know, the instructions you got from the person that you talked to, you know, do this. And so, you know, I was sitting there going, well, you knew that person. I didn't know the one I talked to. I just grabbed somebody that was coming up the hill. So, you know, there was a lot of other dynamics at play there, but it's kind of like that you're, you know, your guides are saying, hey, hey, and you know, we're over there going, oh, but everybody's going that way.
Or this
So,
seems right, let's just do it, and we're not listening at all. And you know, the fact that there was a piece of strip, because like, well, there has, where did that road go? That's what this is making, because
I
that
had you guys, I had to pull
was
up a map to
vehicle.
show her the road actually did continue all the way down to, I
And
was
I was
showing her
like,
the map.
and she's like, see, right there's the tree, because you got it on the satellite,
Yeah,
you know.
that's
And
right. I even showed her the point where we got off track and went down the path, and there's the tree that was in front of you, so you couldn't see the path. Very metaphorical.
absolutely, so metaphorical, and that's why I think it made such an impression on me, because it's because of that. It's like we were there, and I did not see that. I didn't see where it continued. I didn't see. It was just like, this is the way you go, and then I'm just so befuddled. I was really upset that that road didn't continue. The thing is it was there.
It was there.
You know, so how many other things, how many other times does that happen? You
Yeah.
know, we're just oblivious, and we're just going on. It's like, God, this life is hard. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. And
And
then
they're just, they're like, oh, if you had only just take that gravel road.
yeah, we've been showing it to you. We gave you, you were on it for a little while, but then you went off this other direction, and yeah, you're complaining. And, but we keep showing it was there. It's there the whole time.
Exactly. Yeah. So what is the message with that? To just stop and listen, or
I think so. I think it's just, yeah, it's listen, be aware that what they're saying right now is that there are easier ways.
yeah.
It was, we didn't necessarily, we didn't know it was hard work. I had no idea. I thought that was the only one. You knew. I know you knew. You needed to talk louder.
I know. And, okay, so here's the irony of it. What was my blessing on the mountain? What was it that Trisha told me? She blesses my little third eye forehead. She started everywhere there, and then she goes right to my throat and says, "Find your voice."
And then that's what all happened right after that. So
That's
it's
what
like,
happened after that.
I think you thought you had your voice, and then this was showing you, no, we're not hearing you.
Stomp your foot and then find your voice now. Shake Julia. No.
I would
Slap
have
her
listened.
back.
I would
Are
have gone.
you kidding?
I didn't know.
Her here.
And anyway, but so and I think all of those were, they're just valuable lessons.
Oh, sure.
Wonderful, wonderful experiences. Yeah, we can talk about it now. We can, oh my God, you know, we made it off that mountain. But you know, knowing that there was an easier way just really, because it was tough, guys. Every part of me hurt the next day or that night. It was
Yeah,
just
yeah. I didn't, however, get any pictures of her laying on the floor, as tempting as it was, that
And then I think I cried, had to crawl. I was trying to get up and I was crawling.
I'm gonna have to get my purse for the takeout. Just, she had me laughing pretty good. Was like, are you crawling across my floor?
It was a tough mountain. But, you know, not as tough as the Rock of Gibraltar, but really, I mean, those, they were different, but it was really, really close.
Aw, you
Yes.
did great. You did great. Yeah. Oh, and
Oh, yeah, we
here's
also
the
had a buddy system. We had to use the buddy system getting down.
and use the system. And everybody did. And that was so impressive to me how, the ones that needed help, the ones that could help stepped up and they did. And oh my God, you guys are amazing. If you are watching this, I love you. You guys are just amazing the way you stepped up and helped each other down that mountain. But here's the other thing. The little stores were closed, so we weren't able to get water. So we're all doing this dehydrated on top of it. And boy, when we got to that drinking fountain, wasn't that just delicious? I get my hydration going on and I fill my water bottle. I'm like chugging two at a time. And the bus driver comes over to me and he goes, "I hate to tell you this, but you don't have everybody." I don't know if you know he did that.
No,
He
yeah,
goes,
he's telling me he did
"Yeah,
that, yeah.
you don't have everybody." And he hands me a flashlight and he goes, "You got to go back up." Was like, "What?" Sweat. And I mean, literally, it was because it was 96 degrees that day and it did not cool off that much, even though the sun had set. We were just, whoo, we're not pretty when we're sweaty. I'm just going to say.
You're prettier than I am.
Oh, not true. That was nice of you, though. Thank you. But so he sends, so I grabbed Kaya and two others went with me, and Chris had already gone up. By the way, Chris, if you're listening, thank you.
Oh my
You're my
God.
hero. You're my
Chris,
hero.
thank you. Thank you. Love you.
Stories we will all tell our grandchildren and so on and so on. So, yeah, so we had to go back up. And sure enough, there was still one group that was coming down. Chris had found them. She had her flashlight. They had their phones and stuff. There was light. We got them, everybody back down safe. They were able to confirm they were the last group. Finally, everybody could breathe again. Get loaded up on the buses. He had the air conditioning on. It was like the choir of angels singing in my head. And it was like, so when we get off the bus at the Hilton there, I was like, okay, so what you guys don't know is we were just filming an episode of Survivor and you all made it. But it almost felt like that, didn't it? It's like we just, but yes, the journey was, it was not an easy one. But like I said, and we had talked about it afterwards, the way everybody came together and helped each other down that hill. I call it a hill. Isn't that sweet? That
Yeah,
is so
very
nice. That
sweet.
it was a mountain, a dried up riverbed that we were trying to come down with some loose rocks. There were some spots where the stone itself was very smooth, but it had the sandy grit on it. And so easily, you're sliding, your feet are sliding. That's why I couldn't understand those people that were running up that. I was like, how are they doing that and not slipping? Because we were hanging on and our feet were slipping underneath and we were like literally backwards hanging on, like if you were mountain climbing and
Propelling,
propelling yourself down. And we were sliding and one gal slid right beside us and like 20 people go to grab her up and catch her. And yeah, it's just a great group of people.
Absolutely. The best. All you guys, you're listening. You are so fantastic. This is both of these classes were such wonderful experiences, both of the locations and everything, which
Yeah, the
is so
Everglades,
phenomenal.
phenomenal. The Raise the Roof and Shasta, we had some frequencies there that, like you said, even the Schumann resonance is jacked up over it. And yeah, and the energy on Stone Mountain, when that sun was setting, it was, you guys, it was the reddest sun you have ever seen setting. And I just couldn't take my eyes off of it. Except for when I was looking at you, Julia, but
Oh, same here,
there was
Tracy.
that.
Oh, we had a lot of fun experiences up there.
Yeah, and I'm convinced that, with the way that I resonated with that energy once I got up there, I'm almost sure if it wasn't in the dimension we were in, it was in another dimension. I've had a lifetime there, and it was so anchoring when I got up there to just know that it was so familiar. And I just kept feeling like we were surrounded by water, even though everywhere you looked was trees. And buildings or whatever down below. It in my mind it was always water, and it was amazing. It was cool.
It was cool. It was very, very cool. Okay, guess what? Our time is up.
Oh
Was like, are you kidding me? Really? It went that fast? But it's so fascinating and just wonderful. But how can people find you, Tracy? right there.
Best way to find me, you guys, is tracymaham.com. It's TracyMaham.com. All my YouTube stuff, all my social media stuff, you should be able to find it there. Facebook is a great place to come play with me. It's awesome.
And
Julia, how do people
we
get
have
to these
classes. Yeah.
classes?
Yeah, we have classes coming up. We have here in 2 weeks I leave again. So, anyway, we're going to have
Aww.
class in Cannes, France. France. Oh, I'm actually saying it right. France.
France.
Yeah, so the south of France, France. And then we also will have a level two class in Cairo, Egypt.
No,
And
it's
we'll be
doing that.
doing a practitioner reunion there as well. We'll do some more ecstatic dancing and sound healing in both of these locations. So if you're interested in anything, we're also going to add a ratting on a Nile cruise.
Yeah,
And
I was going to tell you got to tell them the full story of that.
yeah. So anyway, all of these things, these new experiences are wonderful experiences. If you want to come join us, please do. We want to be there with you. You can find out about all of them at QHHTOfficial.com.
Go there.
Yes, absolutely. Everything you need. I love you all. I love you, Tracy.
I love
Thank
you.
you. So good
Mwah.
to see you again.
I know it's been so long.
And
I
everybody.
miss my breakfast buddy, is what I was telling her today. I miss my breakfast buddy.
Yeah, it's
But
been
yeah.
wonderful. I know it was really fun to be with you all that time.
It was. Yeah.
That was
We
good.
do well together.
We do. It's a little
So.
crazy, but it was all good. Yeah, I mean, hey, we are what we are. So,
She means me.
love you. See you next week.